The mission is that we explained last week, something very basic to the session in a way that's not necessarily really obvious.
Yeah.
And it deals with the three major areas of the session. As much as this is a sugya that I feel is very, very central for understanding of Rosh Hashanah, I take it for the I take the opportunity of learning this mission is to learn to engrave the dust. And I'll probably come off with we'll three shuvim. Today's shuvim on the general idea of Hasidus, relating to the third part of the Mishnah. And then I have to share on Ilum HaTorah, as explained here, Haskin Atzmach Ilum HaTorah, which concludes the understanding of Ilum HaTorah and Tikkun HaMidos together. It's a pretty heavy package. I'll be with that one shear. It'd be nice. And then there's the third subject, which is the Yisrael Baruch HaLeilai, that we had the first lesson of back in the Mishnah of Yosef Yehi, Kuvayit Chavecha, and here Rav Yosef is being Meisiv, Mal Chavecha, together with the Benyena, so it's fine. Since all of these things are extremely clear, you say this to give the Reis Hashem, and they hit on areas where I'm again on a daily basis, almost to everybody, and the Inyan of Hasidus, something that is particularly important to have clarity in. And as we explained last week, and maybe we'll explain better this week, it's not only for Hasidim. It's not only for the people of the Bavli Majorium, and for Hasidus, but from the Sidus of Hasidus, we have a totally different, clearer picture of what Sidus means, or what Yiddishkeit means, or the ways Hashem is all about, that without the Sugya would be more difficult to get a clarity in. So we're going to try to have a understanding. Tonight's shiur, we can accomplish one basic job, I'll be highly satisfied, which is to clarify for ourselves the third sector of the Mishnah, which is the basic bottom line type of quote that's used to understand the Hasidus in general. And in Vajrega, El Yena Yotel, Reis Hashem, called Mishmo, called the names that we would like to give it. There's two basic approaches to understanding all this type of a maisa. Both in positive and negative, it's called the Hasidus and Preachers. The Hasidus maisa beyond the call of duty, and refraining from involvement outside the call of duty, plus even that area which was in the responsibility of doing that should be done, called Masech Yelishem Shemai. This sugya, there are two major, major different approaches. One is very, very far to Yiddishkeit, and one is what Yiddishkeit is all about. Being that we've been under the Golus Edom, the Tumma of Chazir, the Tumma of Christianity in its present form, and all of the even non-religious atheist forms of the same tumor. So this has made the facts, and we've gotten confused. There are many people that are missing. They're confused with Yiddishkeit concepts that are basically very, very negative and opposite to Yiddishkeit. And it's very important for us to clarify what these two are. I can speak from my own experience, and I think that most people, when their first impression, that when you ask someone to do something, they should not. Especially something that's involved in Maisim shooting. To put on film the Shem Shemayim is one that we make it to the mitzvahs that, if it wouldn't be for mitzvahs, we wouldn't do it at all. I wouldn't put on film if it wouldn't be a mitzvah. I would never jump it up for sure, but it wouldn't be a mitzvah. not even for me. I mean, on the surface, I don't see. So they're still two Madrigas. One is the low Madriga, which we'll call that Sabasco Madrigas, either Mrs. Leshman, the mother, Harold. We put it on because we put it on yesterday, but we were trained to do so and so forth. Or a slightly higher form of the same thing, which is Avodas Hayira. I do it because if I don't, somebody's going to hit me. Even if I hit myself because when I went to, I don't feel good about it. I went through the day and I didn't put up the door. So I hit myself. I'll be embarrassed for my neighbors, for myself, for my wife, for my children, for my chesos. These are different forms of social pressure or higher level. If you're the Baruch Hashem, he's not going to like it if I don't put up the door, he's going to hit me. No, he's there. Or he knows my boy. Or in a positive form, I know that the Baruch Hashem gives out cake, candies for people who do his thing. He pays, he gets hot. So if I'm Yoytze the mitzvah, so I get a check on the list, and then I'm collected, in the month I get a paycheck. And if I don't do what the big boss said, so then I can get a paycheck. Either this world or get that one. This is a way of English in all of its forms. In mitzvahs, so the Shema, in mitzvahs, it's a one-level understanding of it. This is there's a minimum requirement in mitzvahs, so without it, it's not a mitzvah. If there's a minimum level of a Shema, the person has to do a mitzvah, okay? Keshet Zivoni Obeya, I have to know that I'm doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah Sichas Kavona, in the basic form, that I know that I'm doing a mitzvah, okay, that's a requirement. Kol Masecho, Yu L'Shem Shemayim includes the L'Shem Shemayim that goes beyond mitzvahs. And we're talking about the basic functions that a person has to do, say, eating. Even eating on a regular day. Certainly, inclusive the mitzvahs of eating, for example, achilas, chompa shabbos, any shabbos, I think. The same thing, all the hapagos of inyan elam azeh, that are either ritzoy of mitzvah directly, or part of the chesed. All of this goes into the idea of the whole Masechta L'Shem Shemayim. And most people who are talking to regular tzaddikim, not Hasidim of Persian, are not on that level, all simple. And they eat regularly because they're hungry. And because it tastes good. And it's a similar type of simplistic approach that there's something wrong with per se, meaning that you're not missing, and you're not doing any of it. You're off to eat. It's good. Of course, you make a bruch. We're talking about, it's kosher. That's not, we're not talking about anything that, of course, the chiluk rishus. Now, a person comes along and tells you, no, that's not sufficient. I want you to do something beyond that. You want to, I'm not talking yet about changing your diet. I'm talking about fish is meaning burning cake. You want to eat cake, you can. But you want to eat chalk, eat chalk. You want to eat whatever you eat for breakfast, lunch, you try to eat the same thing. But I'm a new mitzvah. And it is a mitzvah. So, the whole lechacha b'ayi. The more it says that, eis a parsha kotten, shenich l'chor p'yubay, the whole lechacha b'ayi. So that relates, in a way, so to speak, to the Yisoid, it's a passage in Mishnah, to the Yisoid, to the Yisoid of Chol Masech Yerushim Shemayim. When a person is being asked, before you put that piece of cake in, you made your brother, it's kosher, everything's fine, and I said, no, it's not sufficient, I want something else to you. Chol Lechech HaBe'eyah. Certainly, if we're going to go a step further, where we say, Chol Lechech HaBe'eyah means, that you have to eat the same Shemayim eating, not only what you eat anyway, you have to do the actual same Shemayim, but what you eat should be determined only by the same Shemayim. And therefore, let's check out the diet. Do you really need cake? Do you need two pieces of bread? Do you want half a beer? Do you need sugar in your coffee? And that's really the things. And in all areas of human activity. And we can say that anything that's not the same Shemayim, so it doesn't qualify the whole of the day. When a person starts hearing these type of discussions, a natural reaction is to feel a certain resistance, we'll call it. Resistance. Merida. Want me to tell you a mitzvah? Fraction. What's stopping me? You're not coming into my territory. No, 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 no. Half of the lunch, I'll go to shiur. But then it'll bother me. And Nichnas into the tchum of the goof says, what does all the whole at last? And there's a feeling that if there is such a person who accomplished that type of life, what would be the title we would give it? So the natural assumption, which is totally wrong, is that the title that we were given is Eidu Gibra Kodeshetis. And similarly, it's right. I want to eat regular. I want to eat the way I like to eat. I'm not talking about a person who's wrapped up in food or other types of mazet to the point that it's overtaken. Normal person. Eat normal. You want for my life. You tell me that this person came along and he has such a level of self-control that everything is nimgat only by the Shem Shemayim. This is a person who has totally subjugated himself. The Kayah. He's taken his Yetzer Hara and he was Kodeshim, not only from a leg, but he tied up his hands and feet, threw him in a cell and locked the door, and says, I'm not listening to Chlau, you're not my friend, I'm not anything with you. And I don't talk to you before, and I work with you, I work at you, and I act with you, and the madness is that I wouldn't eat bakla. The only time that I eat, you come along and say I'm hungry, that doesn't taste me. I don't hear that. You find me a pasuk somewhere, or some sitter shelf enough, that says I have to eat, then I'll eat. And the same thing with any other halacha that was there. And this is the picture that's pure Christianity, that a picture has of what this whole halacha is all about. It's kulei gvuros, it's kodeshes yitzhak, it's self-discipline, that's the Yisoyedot, and it's restriction. It's kulei misad hayir v'hagvur. This is pure Christianity. Totally not useful. Hagar, that in some borrowed in 2nd 84, there are times when a Christian has to use such ma'alkim to strain out overdoses of Yitzhak. Kodesh is Yitzhak giver, Kodesh is Yitzhak Vadai exists. Not Pastor Shalom saying, but that is Christianity, that's basic Yitzhak Vadai. Yitzhak giver, Kodesh is Yitzhak, if that's not the starting point, you won't get the subject that we're talking about, the clock. The person is hefker chesed. If he doesn't have self-discipline, he's not under self-control. If he can't control the yitzhak hara from going outside of the realm, so he's missing prerequisites to get this year. That's not what we're talking about, the clock. We're talking now only the beyond that. We're not talking about the race. We're talking about the avodas hakodesh, the avodas, the ikus sugya relates to the hadega kol chasidus, the shema, and it has ramifications for all of us. On the main ramifications that it has is this very distinction that we're trying to make now. Any avodah that finds itself based in the avodah beyond the call of duty, any avodah that goes into the union of lishma, of chassidus, chushus, anything that's beyond the call of duty of absolute responsibility, if it's coming inside hagira or gvura, if it's coming with tzura shel mesiras nefesh, it's a trick. It's awesome. So who says so? Well, I make this up. I have to clarify this and show you how you can hear. You have to assess it very, very sophisticated, because it's a bit of shame. These false concepts are so made inroads into basic understanding of religion, to the point that I would define that this ma'alat is the definition of the word religion. And that's why Yishka is not a religion. It's the difference between a regular that can go to the point of taking the kids and shackling them and bringing them at the bow. That whole mahalik, the greater the serious nefesh, and the more you are absorbed on yourself and others, the more holy you are. And the more normal you are, this is all what she tells us, right? The more absorbed you are to yourself and to others, the more outside the realm of the way normal human being is supposed to be is more holy. And the more normal, regular person you are, more the way a human being was created, familiar you are, the more animalistic you look, negative you look. This is Shoshin, the early generations, this was the Isayu of the Hagadah. The early generations, this is Bill, they went to Ebrahim, Tumas Ebrahim, which is the Tumas that we're talking about, is the Tumas that comes along as a brother to Yaakov. Not only as a brother, but as the older brother. He comes along and wants to know how do you make the salt? Step out of his problem in life. How do you make the salt? The commands, he doesn't make the salt, he's got a problem. That's another aspect. But the point of it is that there's a pseudo Aveda, which always finds itself especially expressed in extremes, my thing salt. And with that is Yetzer. This is the Pshitas Simon Taira of the Chaziah. The most awful thing that, in Klal Yisrael's terminology, most ugly thing is the Chaziah. Why? A person eats the Chaziah is not any more of an Yetzer more than if he eats any of the other things to mix. But a Chaziah Klal Yisrael break out in a sweat for Chaziah. Klal Yisrael can't, Chaziah no. Yisrael was Yisrael, but something like another that produced was it, and that produced the Chaziah was Chaziah. Inside the Chaim of Yisrael, and the Malk of Yisrael, and the difficulty, you know. The Malk of Lab and the Rhine, of Chaim, Spring. The Russian horror, you don't get the Chaim, so doesn't, the body of Chaim doesn't go into Shiris. It should, like, but it's a different Chazir, Chaim, so, let's see, can't say. Why? The Chazir is that it stands, only the first of the Gimel Malachim, the Gimel Malkiyos, come and they say, we're not Yisrael. We're coming to say something. Instead of Yisrael, go after Papa. Instead of Yisrael, go after Taiva. Instead of Yisrael, go after Chorma. Comes along Edom, and it says, only Yisrael. What's Yisrael? Source Edom. Developed humanity, that's us. Edom. Here, here's my Chaz official. Simon Taira, I'm better than you. Like that Kongo one said to you, I'm certain, no. You call that a rabbi, call yourself a clergy. You know what, like everybody else, kids like everybody else, eat chomp and jollies. Yeah. Every lucky Nebuchadnezzar stick you have a chag, and sinking and dancing, and you're saying, oh, we're religion, you guys. You walk into the show, you're like, you, there's coffee there. Not at all. Reaching the serious sniff, there's reason, and I'm always going. You see, you're always happy. We are serious, heavy, you know, that's really. You like a regular patient. Don't throw yourself fancy hat, right? Chaz official that comes and he says, only Yisrael. We're more holy than you. And this comes in different forms. It comes in religious forms, and it comes in anti-religious forms. It's all the same thing. Well, don't be a gullus Jew. Be a sucker. Don't be a humanist. What's a human being? Humanist. Athens have their picture of what a human being is. A different form of the tachlis of what a human being is. All of them were perversions of the end of what they say about a human being. The Ebrahim is the Malkus, and that's why he's clearly with all the other Malkias, that all the other Malkus were on a cooler purpose. We learn from the different levels of order. The Edom is the cloud, is the creep of the order. It's the pseudo order that stands before Christ and says, only Yisrael. We're the poor, we get the books. And who won? Who got the books? Let's see, let's figure out. Let's look through history and see who's kind of good in this world. You know, kind of ego there, all kinds of everything. You do something, yeah. Then that nation is, us. And the hashpah this has had on Christ as a whole, not only on Christian, the Dalai Majega, the real Dalai Majega is probably the Dalai Majega, the Mufka from the hashpah. But from the idea of, like we explained last week, if you know where you're heading to, so then the difference now when you get to the top of the ladder. The difference is on the first rung. If you got your whole thing is a kun, the whole thing is going in the wrong direction, then every step, even the simple steps, where in the beginning it's the variance is a very small degree, fractions of a degree is different. But it's a whole totally different direction. it's worth spending a little time to address these issues and to see the difference between religion and Yitzchak. We'll learn through them. That one in Hilchos Deos says as follows. There's an opening where L'chaira they're at. The Rambam spells it out for us. Shema Yom Ha'odim. Hilchos Deos Pagin. Shema Yom Ha'odim. Hoyu v'akino v'atayu v'akovet v'yetz v'hem in derech harahi. Moitzinus Ha'odim in Ha'odim. Any mistakes so far? That's a straight Mishnah. That's what it's all about. All of that's true. We agree with everything he says until now. So what's the result then? Afkosh behem b'yotzeh, v'sirakik behem b'tzara'acha. I'll go to the other extreme. And before we hear why the Rambam, what the Rambam says about this, we'll see the Rambam first. Actually, we'll look at what's the release of the yayin, the release of Yisha, the release of the Dira Nome, the Yabush Mabush Mo, El Chasak, the Ratzem, the Kosh, the Piyetz, the Ham, Kroim, Kroani, Oyer, Kacholim. And when he says the same words in Shemayim Prokhan, they clarify, it's clearer that he's talking about Christians. So he has a few nice words to say about the person who makes this mistake. Gamzu derech rohi, v'osa v'yilech po, v'ala halach v'derech v'yani kechot. Then he brings all this to Christ. Where did he go wrong? God said that. Kina taivim kov. Arm with sin son of oil, and it is a derech rah. It's extremely dangerous. Anybody feels that these three dangers are not very far away from home. He can see where they're standing on his doorstep. That's the Chatas Meribus. One false move, and he can slide down that slide. As a matter of fact, looking back over the recent history of the last few days, some months, and years, a person's life, he can say, well, not only can I, and may I have. And it's led to all kinds of very unpleasant experiences. There is a proper, direct conclusion that you come to. And if a person would, without thinking about it carefully, would say, go be a monk. That's basically what the Rambam described here. So without knowing why, we say, no, no, that's not right. That's not, my grandmother didn't teach me that. That's the thing. But we have to understand why not. And we have to understand the reason that we don't go make that decision. Could be for one of two ways. One is that we have ingrained MS that comes with the mother's milk. Another reason is because we're not so clear thinking and we don't carry out our Lushitosos properly. But L'chaira, the person has a clear understanding of the first part. These poison, these are the things that destroy a person. So if a person will tell you something, you know, in the building next door, there's a leaking atomic reactor. It's a little atomic reactor, and it's leaking over a little bit. Before we turned around, to hear the next thing, found that he was on the plane. It only has a radius of 15 feet. He's on the plane, and it's poison. You know, this is the show. You can't even, if there's something like that around, you can't deal with it. Any real poison, any real serious danger, the responsible reaction that a person who's clear baldas and totally responsible is to go to the opposite extreme. Well, let me do it. If nobody's just walking around in war zones. What are you doing in war zone? You're doing better than because in war zone, he could take you and get out of here. What are you doing here? You're walking around in war zone. You can't hide with it. So the real proper continuation of the asaga. If a person has a real understanding that kina tayu akovet is a derech rai, then he should come to this conclusion. So where do you go wrong? We don't come to the conclusion because, oh, I want my coffee to be slow. not for me. I pass. It's big time. It's not for me. There are some people that I say, oh, God, that sounds like a good idea. There are people like that. They're rare in that idea. But there are some people. They all have to come. Go in the wrong direction. It's not good. Where do you go wrong? What's wrong with that? The gamzu derech ra. That's ra. This is ra. And if you go that way, you're a chayte. It's also levach. What aveira were you over, please tell? Aveira chet means going against your tzim shemayim. You went against basic your tzim shemayim. You read the basic math out of all. That's not the world the Gershon created, and that's not the religion, that's not aveira to the Gershon anymore. That's the Hasidic religion. Now I will begin with the Gershon. That's a way to say. That'll be it. What's the basic insight? In Shayrish to Shayrish, I'm just curious as well. It works like this. If Keen and Tyre and Covet were absolute ra, were poison the Etz, were leaking the pound of human hairs, then this would be the fight. Then this would be the right solution. And then, that creator that so instilled these Kirkus into our basic essence was a horrible Achse. A horrible Achse. He gave us almost an impossible situation. He gave us a world where if you're going to be anything near normal, you're finished, not a chance. You're negative by definition. And when she tells him, that they say it straight out, man is evil. The world is evil, man is evil, his body is evil, women are evil, but everybody's evil. Who's not evil? Me. Right? Therefore, I wish you give me your money. Basically, well, that's the Shitosei that must come from there, and then one or two, I don't know which one it was. Either it all comes from one creator, and he's a tremendous asset. He said Russia is worse than Hitler by far. By far. Tortured all of these creatures by creating them with internal leaking atomic generators that the only chance that they have is to go create. And how many people are here? How many people go to this extreme? And if you don't go to the extreme, you're finished. That's what she tells them. So you're a little bit of Ra, or a lot of Ra, you're a little bit of Jiggs of Ra, but you're a 10 BD of it, you're 50 times BD of it, will stomach you somehow, especially if you pay your dues. But the Yisoy Deshul Dov is your Ra. So the creator of something that's basically your Ra is Ra. So Chad Mesh Tai. Even if I showing you have to stand up, the one of the Yisoy is basically Ra. Or you have to understand that there are two sources. One's Toit, one's Ra. That's what Christianity says. Different religions, different forms, and different combinations of the two. The basic, regular way of going is that you look around the world and you say, or in the human person, and you see that he has qualities of Neshoma, which are good, and he has Kinetai, which is covered up bad. And you say these come from what we more call the Hunas and the Eons. There's two Kirkus, basic Poras religion that's based on this. There's good Quakers and the bad Quakers. Christianity was based on that type of way. So there's basic good sources and bad sources. The good sources is where the Neshama comes from, the bad sources is where the good come from. Genotype of COVID all shy to the bad camp. Anybody who's basically a genotype of COVID person is shy to the evil side of the world. And the only way to get out of that camp is to leave the human form and become a monkey. It's very gross. Hefek Gomor, from basic Yiddishkeit, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. There's one Rebbeinu Shalom. He is the source of everything that exists in front in us, including the Yetzirah. And therefore, immediately after Echad, we say, "V'after Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, Mishna Yetzirah Echad." They're all part. It's all part of the planning plan. And it's all a plan of Ahav. Ahav Elokim Hashem Echad. Echad Ahava, that's kind of half a direct extension of one of the other. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Kulei Ahava. And any Yisur, even Sho'az, that we find in the world, we have a Chiyuv Gomor to recognize that Ki Yisha Hachirach Ahavas B'noi Kein Hashem Alkechom Yisrechom Be'erach, it's supposed like that. We have a Chiyuv to know that the worst that has ever been or could be in history is all Kulei Ahava. Any non-Ahava that exists in the world is either Toiv Techachas Megula Ma'avin Esteres. Where the Avin Esteres and the Techachas Megula are all part of the same process of the Av Oyed, or it came from misuse of the person, Hebrew, can destroy the Vayin Shalom's. I've commented that he has Bechira, and he can do evil. But it's either a volitional innovation set us on the starting line. And he said, go. It's coolly toy. And therefore, the volition says, at the end of my aspirations, everything in the world was good. At the end of my aspirations, he says, toy moit. What is toy moit? Moit means the absolute. What is the law of Hollis? The magician place. Toy, say it's a toy. Moit, say it's a heart. The magician explains, if he hits a heart, toy moit. You tell me it's toy, so I want to see him explain it. But toy moit. But what it says, okay, you wouldn't imagine, you would like, it's alright. A person wouldn't be born with bodies, wouldn't do business, wouldn't get married, wouldn't have children, wouldn't do anything constructive. Not in Rukhis, not in Hashmias. And the power that was given in Tafkid of taking all of the three of the Bria and making sure that it shouldn't degenerate to a situation of Lev Toiv Yoram L'Rabbi. Elo Adarabba should be brought up to a Madrega of Toiv Ma'oi. That Kleach was Mufkat, not B'mikreh, and not both in Mishni, Elo B'chachilu Gomo, in the hands of the Yitzhahara. And the Yisoid of Nisoyin B'Klai Yisrael is not B'Yisoidai to choose being Toiv Ra, meaning that there is a bad camp and a Toiv camp. But everything that's given in a person, it's to be used b'tzura teiva or to be used b'tzura ra, and the definition of tzura teiva and tzura ra is between Shemayim and Eretz. Kin and teiva v'kovod are not intrinsically ra. They're not poison. They're not winking atomic generators. They're atomic generators. I'm not making, but they could leak. If you misuse them, they could be dangerous. But therefore, turn them off. So go ahead, die. Why not agree? One turn them off, those are the kochos the Bnei Shem gave you to be productive. So yeah, there's two ways that you can misuse them. Either you can misuse them to the point that they start leaking and they cause destructive forces, or you can use them and turn them off and die, not using them positively. Either of them, there are two sides of the fence that can fall off the face of the Mesilas Yisrael, either the path of the Jasa, the golden Derech HaEmso V'Rata. You can go off. You mean? You want to go to the extreme, you feel, oh, I see the dangers, I want to run off to the other extreme and become a monk? No. So you've gone from the pan to the fire. We don't have a right to, we don't have the capability to avoid the issue of having to be a problem. Neither by degenerating to an animal, or by trying to turn ourselves into a malach and leaving as well. The Rosh has a lot of malach. A lot. And he didn't give the Torah to not one of them. Not one single one of them got there. So we got there. The whole discussion over there is not for right now. But malach will know what to do with Torah. It's not for them. There's no tacos in the Rosh. They're very big. That's not up for them. Rosh Hashanah is Yahweh, but you can get a lot of trouble. But they are not achas. And every little Jew, good little Jew, little in whatever way he's little, has all the achas. There is no way. Why? So as the Mirosh will explain over there, because he has these koiches themselves for the starting point that give him the capability of doing the ultimate good, the Toiv Ma'oid of the Tzayin Shemayim in its highest form. Quote that from the Fima Jesus. Let's try to explain this a little clearer. Very big Yisrael, very sadistic, and all of this Hashem. And it's worth spending just a little extra time to try to get five. The Mirza Shoran, obviously, I mean, that's all subject, but it's safer, Sozi Shoran, to try to keep things on a Deach HaYosho. So he pains very greatly the pain of the confusion of Chassidus. He says in the Havdama, it's gotten so bad that Musa, Yeshemayim, Chassidus, people think that anybody's involved in that's got to be stupid. If you're having brains, if you're involved in something, that's more. Only the people who couldn't make it in any other way, so they get involved in this kind of stuff. It's mevish beruach hanoshim. And so then everybody loses, because the people that attack me are not the Vaidas or Mahavut, so they do it wrong. And the Vaidas don't get involved, and so then nobody's doing it. In part, in Kerech Hasidus, he explains this problem in greater length, and even though it's a little bit lengthy, but because of the importance of the issue, let's spend a few minutes. Minas HaChasidus, he says, Tzikas Hi Be'emes L'Biyugol. This means a big explosion. Why? I'll try to just pick out a few main lines so we can get a point. And he says these people, it came because they didn't want to know the Derech HaYosha, which takes work to know, to understand. Elis has to the whole Kodrashi is done then. The fierce fire is shining. Oh, this looks to me like a nice religious thing to do. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. Let's not do this. Let's not do that. It's not based on Chokhmah. V'hine elu hif'ishu as Reach HaChasidus b'nei Hamoin HaNoshim. V'hine elu hif'ishu. V'hine maskim limon. V'asher kvar yachshu shachasidus toli b'divrei hevel. הדבר נגד השכל והדעה הנכונה. בימינו היועס כל החסידוס טובי רק באמירוס בקושס רבויס, וידועים גדולים, חיויס, השתחבויס גדולים, סיכופים, הזורם שיימס במאוד ומצא עצמו כתבילוס הקרח ואשר לבייצו דבר. All kinds of far-fetched concepts of religious behavior, the more difficult and painful and the serious nefesh, not more, but it is the better. And the grass is not so good this type of thing. They may no longer. He after they success were the able to seek in the Bali Tshuva. Some of these things are necessities for Bali Tshuva. Uksosim ruim with Prushim, and there are some of them that have some place for Prushim. He may loy al eru no yisir a Hasidus klal. Mr. Bolt told him. It's nothing to do with what Hasidus is. Kimatation in the Hogan Eru a Hoya Ruru with Slavas a Hasidus. Some of them have some secondary role to play under certain conditions. Ahmetzius HaChasidus asks me, what is Chasidus all about? Though we're all of Levinu al-Nochem, it's something that needs depth. From Yusuf al-Yusidus, Chok Me'ayat of the Tikkun HaMais of the Tachos. This is something that depths of Chokma and Tikkun HaMais of the Tachos. Asher Roy Rekol Chokham Roy 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 Tachos. It Rak Rekokom Rasiyu Be'emes. Rechein Omru, remember the Benayin when we went last week? Rolei Omru. If you come here, my answer is that those chassidus in an end up in Christian. Why? Why is that? Remember, I have to have faith. In Rai Inyan, Ata Inyan, Zahra Sey. So I can explain, so what is it? In the Shoyish chassidus, Masha Omuza. The Shoyish of chassidus is, Ashi Odom, Sha Omuloi Betreira, Ro Isin Achas Ruach Vayetz. Who's the serious method? Ashi. Call out the right way. Ashrei is fulfilled, is joyful. Ashrei is every positive concept that can be simple. Ashrei. No, it's supposed to be hard, difficult, painful. The more decisions, the better. Call out it. Nachas Ruach Leitzer, where did he come into the picture? It's like, I have this Yetzirah that I'm dealing with. The Kinyatayu will cover these evil guys who are trying to guard me up. And having a dual sword fight with him. The subject is Mr. Yetzirah, where he's going to eat me up or I'm going to throw him out. Kavish is Yetzirah. It's a different thing. But before that, he has to say, shall never be to you. That's not the subject. It's Chassidus. I'll tell you all of a sudden, Kenya. Yeah, I know this thing called the Tayyar. That's the Shoshi Hasidus. What's it doing here? Class of Mormons, people in the book. Next week, whenever we get to the channel, we'll talk about the second part of the Mishnah. We'll give you a great understanding of this Chayyar Hashama of the Tayyar. But for right now, it's zooming more. For the Ashrei Odom, and the Isin Achas Ruach Leitz. it's not getting earlier, so I'll try to bring the cuts a little bit, but the main point. He explains Bemshech, and the Rambam explains the same thing in Shemayim HaProfim, and the Deus, and the Ramban says it in the place, and every Rishon and every person that was part of the Godly soul that spoke about this subject screams it, because it's something that is Yisrit. The Tachlis, the Tanai, that Chassidus should be a positive thing, and not jumping off the roof the other direction. Not going off in Sos HaShon the other direction, but going higher up the ladder, is that it should become purely and totally Mekoyach Ha'ar. And the Rambam, the Sos HaShon, the same words that they say, that it says something about our understanding of Ava and Allah of Rosa. But he says, Elasis Nachas Ruach is a natural tendency from anybody who is an Oyev. Like a man and a wife, or children and parents, friends. Anybody who is a real Oyev of any form, so his natural desire, it's not only to be yotzeh, his responsibilities to the other, but his rotzeh pnimi, it comes natural. He doesn't have to work on it, doesn't even think about it necessarily much. The natural inclination, his basic relationship brings to that he doesn't just want to be yotzeh, his responsibilities, but he wants to go out of his way to be lasis nachas ruach to the man. He wants the other one to be happy, to be fulfilled, and to have the maximum that I can get. And that's just in me. It's I want to have the highest form of relationship. I want to have the deepest form of relationship. And this brings me to go natural, without thinking about it. To do beyond the call of duty. If Abba asks me for a drink, and my back's on, so I go to the faucet, and I bring him water from the faucet. If I'm a good son, depending on who the father is, so either I bring him Coca-Cola, by bringing him a hot cup of tea with one spoon of sugar and lemon, plus a piece of cake. Because when Abba says he wants a drink, I know my Abba. Right? If I bring him a cup of drink, he'll drink it, and he's not going to say anything necessarily. He said bring a drink, he didn't say bring tea and cake and drink it. And I'll bring it to him, and I'll drink it, and I'll be the end of the story. He's not going to tire of it. But I didn't create with the mice any Abba. I felt the responsibility, and I said, okay, Dad, anything else? See, I'm busy. Oh, good son, it's not my son. He didn't even think about it, but obviously as a drink, then I can do something about it. A natural process that goes on in the heart is to immediately use all of the intuition, back knowledge, any source of information that person has to know what's the best way I can accomplish bringing a drink. And that can turn into some cold water from the faucet, a half cup of tea with sugar, 1.5 spoons of lemon and a piece of cake. This is what Chassidus is all about. 1/2 Chassidus, 1/2 the other time, I'll talk about next time, which is Shema Levitei. The mekor of all avodah, of beyond the call of duty, that should be kosher, that shouldn't be Christianity, but should be higher, must come only and solely from the Kleach Ha'ahava, with the tachlis of lasis nachas ruach. The Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva also clarifies for us these things, and this gives us a basic, different picture of what it's all about. The end of Hilchos Tshuva, the last part of Hilchos Tshuva, he explains the difference between avodah shelo lishma and avodah lishma, and he says that it's only a for people who haven't attained a higher level of being in order to have schar or oinish in any form. That for Chachamim, that's not what the Bein Shalom had in mind. But he has greater responsibilities. He wants it to be an Eved Lishmo. And how's Eved Lishmo described? It says, Eved Lavo Yos Hashem Al Derech Zeh. Sh'Eved Al Derech Zeh Hu Eved Meir. Ve'en Amayas Hanaviyim Ve'en Amayas Chachamim. This is called Avodah Meira, Shelo Lishma, and Halavai would be the Rambam's Tanin, carpeted on the wall, Patani. And we're not coming here to be little Chas HaShalom of the year, neither is the Rambam. As it's Mubiyuk Moed, he says it before in the next also segment, that on the one hand he says, L'chatchila, what this is made for, is for a beginning process, Matuk Shalishmo, Torishmo, and he, Amiratim, Katani, that's the way, that's where you start from, and you're required to start from him. But that's not what it's all about. What is it all about? It says halacha days. Before he told us that if you don't do this, you're caught in the morals. And now he tells us that not every chacham can attain this. Please make up your mind. We're the regular people. Tanim and Amaratzim are below. Not every chacham, who yet? So he gives us an interesting example here. V'hi minus of Roma v'hinu, shakosh bohu olivay, v'shal olivay ever me'ahavo. V'hi amayot zivonu bo akosh bohu ha'idei meisho shenem v'ahavtas l'shem lokech. וזמן שאוהב עוד אמס השם, אבל רואי מיד יעשה כל המצוי ספר. So we gotta be a Roman here. This is like we explained last week, that he's describing here the ladder. The ladder starts on the ground and ends up in Shemayim. A Roman here lived always in Shemayim. He was even not a Tomis. Klai Yisrael, each person has to know that the start of the ladder is Mitoch Shalom Lishmo, Bol Lishmo. And most people are somewhere between the Mitoch Shalom Lishmo to the Bol Lishmo. So somewhere in the middle, there's a big ladder. And not every chacham is going to attain the pure lishma, but even the metoyach lishma, like Chaim, on this mission, I think Chaim Volozhin explains other places also that metoyach lishma, that it should be proper, it has to be done as metoyach lishma bolish. It's a ladder. Yeah, it's kosher. You're allowed to start metoyach lishma. That's fine. Right in the US kosher, it's fine. It's very good. Not only is kosher, you have to start that way. You don't start that way, you don't have a chance. You can't skip the chance. But you have to know where we're headed, what we're out for. And what we're out for is called Lishmo. And what is Lishmo called? It's called Ahav. Doing B'chol Tachera Be'eim, doing things to change your mind, doesn't come from his Gabriel Yitzray, from Yira, because maybe the Ahav, the Yira from the Mishnah, or Yira from the Kinetai recovered, there's going to be Metzina Sodom, that's not what it's all about. It's a totally different approach. It's an approach that's called Eved Me'ahav. It's Kurei Ahava, Kurei Yedidus, Kurei Teif. It's Teif Me'oit. And Ahava, like the Rambam continues here, the fulfillment of this Koyach is the mitzvah of Ahavta. And the Yetzer Hara doesn't go away. It's brought in its best form. Ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'shnei yetzvecha. What does he bring? Listen to his tiyur. However, some of you once have such an assignment that you think of what it looks like, real Eivah Vod Hashem Be'ahava. The case that here, Ava Aruya, Isha Yahav Vod Hashem, Ava Gidoyla Yaseira Azam Oid, Achitei Nashak Shur Va'av Hashem, V'nitza Shoygu Bo Tomit, Ki Imu Choyla Choyla Ava, Shein Daite Pnuyim Ava Zoysa Isha, V'ushoynu Bo Tomit, Bein V'shiftoi, Bein V'kum, Bein V'shashuroi Ho'ishayt. Yesim is there at the year, Abbas Hashem, the Lay Voyabov, Shogim Batomit, Kamoish and Itzavinu, the whole of the Hona Shechel. The who Shashlaim Allah, that Marshal Kikulas Ava, only the whole Shir, Shir, Marshal of the Hindus. You know what Prushim, you know what it looks like Prushim, Prushim is Shir Shir. You know what Sugi of Hasidus is all about, that Shir Shir. That's a person who's in a matzah of a Shir Shir. That's a very different picture. This is the picture of the Haftas Hashem Lekech B'chol L'Avucho, where the Yetzer Hara becomes your Koyach Otsum, the Tzar HaToiv, that can bring Stam Toiv of Avodas Hashem up to a level of Avodah Me'ahava that knows no bounds. V'shoygu Beitomim. He's so involved with the Rabbanei Shalom, like the marshal of the person who's overly involved with an Isha, that whatever he does goes to Vitzeh. He eats, not the woman, sleeps, whatever he's doing. the marshal of Klai Yisrael, for Kodesh HaKadosh, for Avodas HaKodesh, for Elyonis, for Avodas Hashem Bechlal, is the Kesher also between the Neshesh and the Gut, the Klai, the Yid, and the Avodashim. The Noshim, the Ketan, and the Amenatsim, they are only on the Madrega of Avodah Yira, are to a great part Avod Atzma. Person's stupid, so he thinks the way to become successful is to be roisig only in business. Person's smarter, he realizes that he had to roisig in business, that's ishtadlus, but if you want to be successful, you better do mitzvahs and keep away from others. Person has basic amunah, and he knows that the way to succeed in the world, shech b'ayim azev, b'ayim abor. You want to have it good, you better do mitzvahs and not do others. Because if you do mitzvahs, you're going to have it good. And this explains, okay, tests very nicely, the whole Yisrael of Schar V'Onish. It's late, so we won't go into it later, but it's good to look there. That person could be a tremendously religious person, and do all kinds of mitzvahs, and say, enough, there's one thing missing. With the motion. There's no necessity in such an avodah that even mitzvahs themselves, even b'shas sees the mitzvah, a person is involved in a love relationship with their Rebbeinu Shlomo. No relationship with Rebbeinu Shlomo. Or at best a year relationship with Rebbeinu Shlomo. They're like this, I'll have it good in the 90s. It's not going to like it in the end, it's not going to be good. With the immediate end, wrong end. I'm doing responsibilities, and the shayla is, am I yoytze yet? When I yoytze, I get a check, and I can go home. Yeah, so what's the difference between yeshiva davening and a non-yeshiva davening? Yeshiva davening and tachlis, it's not about dafti yeshiva davening, just the mosh. Yeshiva davening and tachlis is the daven, and then yeshiva davening and tachlis is the finish. Okay. And then you get a stempel, you're off the daven. You're yoytze. Shachris, stempel check, that's taken care of, I can go now on to, what's it called? Start the day. Let me start the day. What are you doing until now? Prerequisites. I have to fill in any responsibilities. I got to get a check on. You know, once I have that out of the way, I can start the day. What does starting the day mean? Go to business. What are you doing until now? That's not starting the day. This is something that even B'nai Torah sometimes fall into. That starting the day means 9 o'clock, status starts. What's davening? Yeah, davening. We refuse after all. You know, okay, good. But that's not part of the Seder Yom of Avodas Hashem. That's like something that I have to be trying to get a check. And I try to avoid Yom and then yeah, I was Yom like a champion. And the Nafkamin is like Avi Tfil, which is only a Moshe Valma, are very, very great. I am your own davening, I am davening, and you'll see the difference between Avodas Hashem Baniti and one that's not. Each person knows for himself that there are days that davening, so that is the Yetzer davening. What's the difference? One is you're doing Yetzer responsibility, the other one is relating to someone. The madrig of relationship that a person has to Rebbeinu Shlomo is the and only the determination of what level on the Yaakov Avinu's ladder you're on. The Ketanim, the Avodim, the Noshim, the people that are even here are only Pitsura Akifa relating to Rebbeinu Shlomo at all. If these are the mitzvahs that Rebbeinu Shlomo told us to do, then it's a good start. It's the Seder. This will bring you there. But directly right now, I didn't see the Rebbeinu Shlomo anywhere out there. I'm doing responsibility. I'm getting checks. When I get the checks, I'm going to get big candies or little candies or big candies or whatever it is exactly I have in mind. Or which is another form of the same thing. I have nothing in mind. It's just that I feel terrible. I mean, we mean, go to business in that time? I should take off my yarmulke next year and tell me. I'm going to sing it on the Ikhazi. I don't do that. I'm not that type of guy. I don't wear shorts either. I don't like yellow shirts. As a matter of fact, I have dressed. It's not in fashion. The difference between many of the things that we do that are mitzvahs, and Baruch Hashem we have that, and other things that we do is that we don't only do these things, it's a notion of another way, it's in fashion. Baruch Hashem we have the right circles, and our circles doing this is in fashion. Same thing is with B'nai Mohadir, Nima, all areas.